Welcome to Purgatory, human. Whoa, calm down. Please, no questions. You humans go on and on with your questions. Why do humans feel the need to know everything? Trust me, it gets boring. Having some mystery in your life is a good thing. Keeps you guessing, yeah? Let me make this quick. I feel bad for you. Do you know how you died? You died because you ate an expired Lunchable. Do you know how many other humans have died because they ate an expired Lunchable? Zero. You're the first. I would laugh, but it's more tragic than funny. You didn't accomplish much in your short life. You were working a dead-end job with a manager you couldn't stand. You dropped out of college because, I don't even know why, because you were lazy? Jeez, you were going nowhere fast. So, listen, I'm bored and I feel sorry for you, so I'm gonna make you an offer. You can either go to heaven and spend eternity meditating, which is really, really boring, or you could be reincarnated into a fantasy world, being a rare class of your choice. Which do you choose? And please, hurry up, I don't have all day. What kind of fantasy world is it? I told you I don't like questions. I'll answer this one, but this is the last answer you'll get to any of your questions. It's your standard fantasy world with various races, beasts, monsters, magic, etc. Kind of like a world you would read about in what you humans call anime or manga. You'll choose the reincarnation into a fantasy world? Excellent choice. In that case, let me tell you all the classes you can choose from. There is Necromancer, Alchemist, Beastmaster, Mind Controller, Summoner, Dragon Knight. You choose Mind Controller? You sure you don't want me to continue listing the rest out? There are like 50 more classes to choose from. Okay, it's your new life, I guess. Well, I wish you luck. I'll be keeping an eye on you. Goodbye for now.
Hello there. Welcome to the fantasy world of Ishiros. I am your artificial intelligent assistant, Nancy. I am here to help you in your new life. Where are we? We are currently in an inn near the Purple Forest. By the way, congratulations. You have been granted the special mind controller class. Your level is currently 1. Please choose one of the 3 abilities. 1. Female only control. Choosing this ability will automatically level you up to level 5. The downside is, you will only be able to control females moving forward. 2. Potion master level 1. 3. Touch Sense Level 1. Choosing this ability will allow you to read people's thoughts when touching them. Please know that these abilities may show up in the future when you level up your class level again. Female-only control? Good choice, sir. You are now a level 5 mind controller. Please choose one of the 3 abilities. 1. Pain Inducement Level 5. 2. Memory Manipulation Level 5. 3. Slide Rule Level 5. Choosing this ability will allow you to view various attributes of people on your heads-up display. These attributes will be labeled and are on a scale from 1 to 10. For example, if a person was extremely hungry, you would see the attribute hunger in your heads-up display at level 10. Slide rule level 4 also allows you to change these attributes for a brief amount of time. You have 6 points to spend at this level. Once spent, the points will gradually be replenished. You choose slide rule level 5? Good choice, sir.
So there is someone staying at our inn. I almost didn't believe it when my mom told me we had someone staying in our humble inn. My name's Kevany. What's your stranger? Oh, that's a strange name, but I like it. It's so nice to converse with someone other than my mom. We don't get many travelers through these parts anymore. Not since they built Crimson Street. It kind of made the path we live on obsolete. Nowadays, people rarely stay here. The only attraction nearby is Purple Forest. I'm sure you've noticed it. If you look outside the window, you'll see the purple trees. So, what brings you to these parts? You came to these parts because you're going into the Purple Forest to fight a monster? The monster has 400 eyes and 200 arms, and if you kill it, it grants you a wish? Oh wow, I've never heard of such a monster, but I believe you. Spaghetti magic? You're going to use spaghetti magic to beat the monster? Oh wow, that sounds so cool! I didn't know such a form of magic existed. To beat the monster, you need more mana for your magic? What do you mean? You need to kiss me to gain mana for the spaghetti magic? It's the only way for you to gain mana? I don't know about that. Well, if you really do need it, I guess that makes sense. You can kiss me if you need to. had all the kisses you need? You need to make out with me for 5 minutes straight to get your mana where you need it to be? Okay, why don't we sit on the bed?
What do you think you're doing with my daughter?
Mom, I'm making out with him so he can have enough mana to use his spaghetti magic to fight the 400-eyed, 200-armed monster in the purple forest. Duh!
There is no such thing, Kefany. I think this pervert has put you under some sort of spell. Come here now.
Yes, Mother.
What are you saying? There is an evil spirit in this room that is trying to devour our souls? The only way to stop them from happening is you both not move a muscle? Oh my god! Okay, let's stand still, Kefany. You think the demon is hiding in her clothes?